Hey, everybody. It's in the Charlie Kirk Show. Rich Barris joins us to talk 2024 and Nikki Haley officially running for the presidency. And Kimberly Guilfoyle says that Gavin Newsom is going to run for president. She would know better than others. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA today, tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. The 2024 landscape is developing, and it's going to be a very long, tiring primary. A year from now, we're going to be right in the middle of it. And so we have Nikki Haley, who is officially announced, Tim Scott, who looks like he's going to run, Mike Pence, who's probably going to run, Mike Pompeo, who's probably going to run. Whispers are that friend of the show, Vivek Ramaswamy, might run for president. And then, of course, Donald Trump is running. I think all of this helps Trump. All of this strengthens Trump's case for 2024. Donald Trump running for the presidency, standing against neoliberalism, open borders, silly trade deals, and interventionist foreign wars is how he will differentiate himself, amongst many other things, obviously. The fact that he was actually president, he got a lot done. These people say they're running for president. Nikki Haley says she's running for president. Tim Scott says he is running for president. But in reality, they are running against Donald Trump. That is the reality. But they're not going to say it. They're not going to try to insult Trump voters. But they are going to be running against Donald Trump. And I actually think that helps Trump. I think Trump will be able to navigate that successfully. The more kind of targets, the better. And they're going to start attacking each other because they're going to try to fill up the different lanes. Now, whether or not Ted Cruz is going to run for president, that will be interesting. If Marco Rubio run for president, that will be interesting. Will Glenn Youngkin run for president? Will Greg Abbott run for president? These are all very interesting questions. Will Larry Hogan run for president? I think all of it helps Donald Trump in many different ways. And you know, some people say, well, Charlie Trump can't win a general. That's such a silly argument. He's the only one running that has actually won the presidency. They're the ones that have to prove they can't win a general. Trump won a general, and if it wasn't for all the nonsense and the shenanigans and the drop boxes and the Zucker boxes and all this nonsense, I think Donald Trump would have won again in 2020, not to mention COVID and all of the hysteria. Yeah, I agree. One of our team members says, for the life of me, I can't find the 2024 primary schedule. I don't think it's published yet, actually. I think it's all somewhat speculative. I don't know if it's been decided. I think that's actually still being hammered out. Yeah, exactly. That's right. Yeah, the DNC is Iowa with South Carolina on February 3rd, but Republicans have not yet made their decision of what they're doing, which means that they're probably going to have Iowa as a standalone deal on February 3rd, which means we are less than a year away, everybody. So here's how this is going to unfold. You're going to have a lot of people come out with books. That's what they always do. They're going to come out with book deals. And they're all the same sort of, what I call them, political popcorn written, copy-pasted, ghost-written book of my journey. And they're kind of wearing a shirt, never a tie, with the sleeves rolled up. And they kind of, it's like this. Go, can you get a picture of Tim Scott's book? Get a cover of Tim Scott's book, Marco Rubio's book, and Nikki Haley's book, and just look at all of them, one after the other. It's like the same sort of thing with some sort of platitudinal title. And you read it, and it's like the same five, six stories kind of regurgitated with some biographical details. And they must have the Reagan quote, freedom is no more than one generation away from extinction. By the way, I'm not making fun of these people. I'm just nauseated with these books because I get them sent to me. I have a whole room full of political books that people send to me. Some of which are fabulous, like Klavan's book, which I can't wait to read, but kind of the I'm running for president, excuse me, and I want an excuse to get on television book, I have very little desire to read that, right? Senator Mike Lee's book was actually an exception to that. It was fabulous because he's not running for president. He's like one of the few members of the Senate that is not running for president. Let's go to this one here. Pete Buttigieg might run for president if Joe Biden does it. Let's play cut 35.
Couldn't be a more exciting time for transportation. It's had its challenges.
Right.
I mean, if you look at what the American transportation systems have faced in the last two or three years, partly because of the pandemic, we've faced issues from container shipping to airline cancellations. Mm-hmm. Now we got balloons.
That's right.
but also the best time ever to be working in transportation because of these resources.
So how should we think about the 2024 race? There's a lot of interest in the horse race, DeSantis, Pompeo. What is the strength of Donald Trump right now in the Republican primary?
You know, I mean, there's a long way in politics. It's a long way away, Charlie. But, you know, in some of the private stuff we've done and some of the other polling, you know, that we've seen people we know and trust do, Trump, the former president did lose some support over about six weeks ago. And it does seem to have rebounded somewhat. But as we put more names onto this, we'll have to see how it takes shape. But the bottom line is, Charlie, a Republican primary will be dominated by non-working class voters. And until other candidates break through that demographic, he's going to be tough to beat.
But you said that it'll be dominated by non-working class voters?
Oh, excuse me. Non-college working class.
Okay, yeah. So our people. You. Yeah, the muscular class. Yeah. So you're saying that muscular class, white, upper middle class, Christians, and I don't say any of this negatively, it's just the fact they disproportionately vote in Republican primaries. Is that correct?
That's correct. And he, you know, the former president does have a secret weapon, which is, it's worth noting. And, you know, it's depends on whether he can get them to vote in a primary. But in all of the polling we did in 2022, the reason whether it was Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, Pennsylvania, wherever it was, he was running ahead of generic Republicans for Congress and he was running ahead of Senate candidates. And, we've had now some time to dive into this and look at it. The reason why is that he was running stronger than other Republicans among working class non-whites in urban areas, which was interesting. So Clark County, Nevada, maybe Lombardo was down only 4, but Trump had a slight lead in Clark, slight lead. So it's going to be tough to get those people to vote, Charlie. But if he does, that's something else people should really keep an eye out for.
So that's fascinating to me for a variety of reasons. I think he will be able to get them out. And none of these candidates really want to admit it. And they're going to do their own way of saying it. But this is a attempt to go after Trump. And there's also some unknown factors here. And so, Rich, let me ask you a completely unknown variable here that I think would be unconstitutional. I think it would be unfair. I think it would be wrong, but it is possible. Let's say Georgia indicts Donald Trump. Do you think that, does that help him maybe in a Republican primary?
Yeah, I've learned not to underestimate this man. You know, if it was anybody else, obviously it would be a campaign and career ender, but he could very much be a different story. And that would be, I think it would be stupid because Georgia is actually one of those states where it's possible, depending because of where they are on the calendar, depending on how those earlier states shape up, it's possible that that's an area where anti-Trump maybe could get a win. By that time, of course, there are a lot of factors that go into that, but you said it's a plan. And I just want to add to that. People should remember in 2016, the nomination, there was this very cobbled together last minute, last ditch effort to stop Trump by Mitt Romney. He laid out the doctrine for it at the University of Utah, where he said, if you're in Florida, vote for Marco Rubio. If you're in Ohio, vote for John Kasich. This is part of a plan that has been in motion since they abandoned people like Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania. They didn't help Kerry Lake as much as they could have in Arizona. They didn't want Trump governors in these battleground states. Now they're going to have people like Nikki Haley in South Carolina, Tim Scott, jump into the race. They're trying to get Ron DeSantis to jump in Florida. Any of these states, especially the early states, they want John Sununu in New Hampshire. Why? Do they want him because they want him to be president? I don't think so. They want him because they want him to stop Donald Trump in New Hampshire and down the line. So they're putting together a more comprehensive plan, you know, that's based on what they did in 16. It's just that in 16, they didn't have much time to do it. Mm-hmm. Now they have a whole election cycle to try to put it together.
Rents are soaring at unprecedented highs. If you're renting or have a friend or family member that is, now is a great time to make the move to homeownership. Look, you gotta own. Renting, that's great reset stuff. Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific Mortgage have helped so many people make that leap from renting to owning, with lots of programs that offer first-time buyers assistance with little to no down payment needed. I encourage you right now to visit my buddies, their website. They're great guys. They're Christians. They're conservatives. They love the Lord. AndrewandTodd.com right now. The thing I love about these guys is it's not about the transaction. They're helping you create a plan to help you reach your goals. Give them a call or go to their website, AndrewandTodd.com. With today's still historically low interest rates, it's easier than you think to become a homeowner. I've relied on them, and producer Andrew has as well. I highly recommend you take action now. And if you know someone paying rent, tell them about Andrew and Todd. Go to AndrewandTodd.com and tell them the Charlie Kirk Show sent you.
Let's play cut 69, which is Nikki Haley's presidential announcement from today. Play cut 69.
So Rich, I just want to comment a couple things. Generally packed audience, good optics, seems enthusiastic. Ralph Norman, who has been the House Freedom Caucus, great man. I saw him this last weekend, surprisingly endorsed her right out of the gate. They must have a really long-lasting friendship. That's something I certainly respect and appreciate. I've said this, and I got some of the harshest text messages. Not that's not true, but I got some real zingers from people when I said, don't underestimate Nikki Haley. She's going to raise a bunch of money. She has a good story. She was an above average conservative governor. She presents well on television. I think she's going to be a strong candidate. I say this as someone who's an enthusiastic supporter of Donald Trump. Do you agree with that, Rich? Do you think that she might have some appeal, or do you think she's politically dead on arrival?
You know, I we'll have to see how the rest of the field shapes out, because there will be, Charlie, an anti-Trump vote that they're going to be trying to coalesce behind somebody. And I can see them doing that by Nikki Haley. She will raise money. Ladies and
That's
gentlemen,
correct.
This woman knows a lot of people. These are people that call me and say, should I even give money to this person? Can they win? She will raise money. You know what I'm thinking, though, Charlie? I'm thinking of the State of the Union speech Joe Biden just gave, where somebody like Nikki Haley, if she was to be a real contender, or even blur the image of a modern Republican in the minds of persuadable voters, it could be dangerous to Republicans. And I say that because Joe Biden made the remark, which was booed, you know, that basically said there are Republicans out there who want to cut Social Security and want to cut Medicare. If Nikki Haley's wing of the party had won in 2016, what Joe Biden said would have been true. And then you can kiss Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and maybe even Ohio goodbye. This is why Donald Trump can turn those states into Ohio plus eights and Iowa plus eights and, you know, razor thin margins in Michigan. And he barely lost it in 2020, even when he lost it.
With all, you know, the nonsense and all the shenanigans and the drop boxes and the social media interference and all that. So Rich, you know, let me ask you a question here. So today there's some breaking news. If we can get this tape here, I think it'd be really helpful. Front page of Citizen Free Press, Wall Street Journal. Donald Trump changes tune on mail-in voting ballot collection. He released a video where he says now we need to embrace ballot harvesting and that we need to build the machine. We have a one-liner here on this program. 2024 will be won or will be lost based on whether we build a machine or do not build a machine for us to compete in 2024. The horse race is fun. It's dramatic. By the way, open invite for anybody running for the presidency. You are welcome on the show anytime. I will treat you with respect and dignity. Obviously, I'm going to be wearing my Trump jersey, but you're going to have to learn to talk to people that are Trump voters if you want to win the nomination in this primary. Welcome on the show anytime, and we'll, you know, have a spirited conversation of our disagreements. All of that is fun. It's healthy. I think it's really important, but honestly, it's nowhere near as critical as building the machine. Your thoughts, Rich?
Yeah, I was happy to hear the president on that. I was, And I've heard, I've been, obviously, I watch your show too. I see how, where you guys went with this. This is it. This is it. They were able to close, they meaning the Democrats, they were able to close a so-called advantage in what we refer to as the efficiency of your vote, right? And Republicans, especially in midterms, are supposed to have this wide advantage on voting efficiency by congressional district. They were able to do that because of vote harvesting. And if you want to win, you have to play the game. They spent money. We, now that we've had all this time to pour into where Democrats spent their money,
yes,
they didn't spend it in a game of persuasion, Charlie. This was a race. This was a harvest race,
yeah, that's exactly, you know, right.
And they, and we, to be honest, what we see from Republicans, they didn't even know they were in such a race.
Well, we didn't play the game at all. And in fact, we, right, you know, many of the people said, oh, just I'll go vote on election day. We saw in Arizona, it's not the way you win. Look, in Arizona, you can't ballot harvest Democrats in any way because they're a bunch of criminals. I'm not saying we should embrace that, but you can ballot chase. So
that's
ballot
right.
Chasing is perfectly legal. What is ballot chasing? Ballot chasing is, here's 1,200 voters in these three precincts in Mesa, and they're low propensity Republican voters, and we've talked to them, and they're likely to vote for, you know, should be Governor Kari Lake or Donald Trump. And we're going to harass them, and we're going to, you know, harass them being a, you know, a fun, colorful term. We're going to call them. We're going to communicate with them until we have evidence that they have submitted their ballot. Do they need a ride to an in-person early voting center? That is legal. You're allowed to provide transportation. You know, do you keep on knocking on their door and they have questions about who to vote for? You're allowed to provide information. That's all legal in Arizona, right? And Republicans did none of this, none of it. You had one side chasing ballots and the other side saying, right, well, I hope everyone shows up on election day. Let's see how it works. We will never, yeah, get back into political power again in our country if we do not embrace building a robust, sophisticated, precise machine ready for victory, period. End of story. So, Rich, I don't think messaging is nearly as important as it used to be, but it certainly is still an element of elections. Let's talk macro. Let's not get too into the approval rating and all that. All that stuff comes and goes. But what do you see as leading indicators or trends, things that our candidates should become fluent in, things that you see that can build consensus with swing voters? What are one or two issues that even might be a little heterodox that you think, hey, we got to zero in on this, and this could help us win on the margins in 2024?
Yeah, I think the economic message is kind of one, Charlie, and it just doesn't matter. It's a matter of whether you get those voters to the
polls. I think that's right.
It's a matter of whether you get those voters to the polls or not. I think we're in an area where there are new culture war issues that, unfortunately, Republicans did not grab onto and run with. Look at how popular Governor Glenn Youngkin is. When we poll around the country nationally and we ask about some of these issues that Youngkin really championed and ran with, you know, they're no-brainers to people. And we sat there kind of silent on the abortion issue, and we let them, the Republican Party candidates, are going to let them play offense on that issue when they left the transgender and the kids issues off the table. But it's more than that. It's this general feeling that their culture and way of life is being attacked, and there's nobody there to defend them. And there's no line being drawn saying this is where public parties stand on these issues. Everywhere that we do see those lines drawn, Democrats lose. So, you know, when you're looking for an extra point, 2-3 points here and there, these new culture war issues, that's where I really would encourage people to take those reins and run with them.
So I was really excited today when I said this is Trump's best at his best, because, you know, Trump has a very blunt way of communicating, obviously, but he has a way of diving into an overly complex issue and branding it in a way that can win. And the trans issue is, yeah, like a $1 trillion bill waiting for Donald Trump to just make fun of it and make light of it. Like, you got a dude with a beer and a dress and none of it makes sense. It's just, he could just do an endless shtick on it. So Donald Trump says, good riddance to the failed woke extremist, Nicola Sturgeon of Scotland. This crazed leftist symbolizes everything wrong with identity politics. Sturgeon thought it was okay to put a biological man in a woman's prison. If that wasn't bad enough, Sturgeon fought for gender recognition reform bill that would have allowed 16-year-old children to change their gender without medical advice. I think this is a winner. This is a winner. This is a winner. This is a winner for Donald Trump and for Republicans. Your thoughts?
Yeah, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Simple as that. Florida, we saw those fights in Florida. And, you know, interestingly, Democrats think they can win them. Yes. So they walk into it like fools. And it's a no-brainer because it's not, yes. We're not at a point now, Charlie, where it's winnable. I was just getting my car inspected for annual registration yesterday. You know, me, young 20-something, black male, and the woman behind the counter, Hispanic. Both of them talking about this kind of stuff that's going on in the country right now. They're like, you know, growing. We got fake aliens invading and men wearing dresses. Like, we're off the rails. I mean, so when common everyday people of all demographics understand this, then that's the way to increase the size of your party.
So really quick, Rich, just if there were to be a vulnerability for the Trump campaign, you just got to always lay it out. What would that be in this primary? What are you seeing in the polling? What are you seeing in the chatter? If you were to say, okay, Donald Trump is obviously the favorite, basically bulletproof, but what attack vectors do you think would say, okay, those are areas he has to shore up?
You know, I'm with the late Rush Limbaugh on this, Charlie, real quick. People who are still Trump supporters, that still, though, they remember how turbulent sometimes things were. They want him to just focus on what he has that nobody else has, which is he's the only one who can say, I did this. I ended Roe v. Wade. Right. I mean, it's that simple. You care about cultural issues? Roe v. Wade is gone because of me.
Those are three words. That's really smart. Keep going.
It's simple. He can Grover Cleveland this. I mean, Grover Cleveland lost his reelection bid, but the country begged him 4 years later to come back because everything Grover Cleveland said over free silver and economics and everything he said was going to happened. When he came back, all he had to do was say, I did this. I'm the only one who has a record of doing it. They can make promises. But I have a record of keeping them. End of story. This is what it was under me.
Rich Barris, everybody check out Big Data Poll. He does a great job. I would add to that Donald Trump has to be able to communicate that he will pick better people. I think I think he would agree at this. Personnel is definitely a sore spot for the conservative base. As the great Rush Limbaugh would say, to piggyback on you, Donald Trump's personnel selections are puzzling.
Perfect.
God bless you, Rich. Talk to you soon.
All the best, brother.
Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds. Gold outperformed all of them in 2022. Noble Gold Investments helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. According to longtermtrends.net, gold outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin in 2022. Had you invested in the S&P a year ago, you would be down more than 20%. If you invested in Bitcoin a year ago, you'd be down more than 65%. If you invested in the Dow a year ago, you'd be down almost 10%. Yes, gold has outperformed them all in 2022, and silver was not far behind. So what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of others by opening a gold IRA or silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments. Invest with Noble Gold Investments before the end of this month, and you'll bag a free 1/4 of an ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. Call Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347 for a no-pressure consultation, only conversation. That is 877-646-5347. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investments Gold Investment Guide. Scroll down and you'll find the link on our description box. You need to scroll all the way down in the box to find the link. Check it out, Noble Gold Investments. Joining us now is Kimberly Guilfoyle. KG, how you doing?
Oh, great. I can hear you. I can see you. It's fantastic. All right.
Good. Tell us about your new show on Rumble.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a newbie to Rumble, which I absolutely love, at Kimberly Guilfoyle. And, you know, as you know, Charlie, every single day they are trying to cancel America First Republicans, people that love this country, that believe in the freedom of expression. We want to have our voices out there. We don't want to be canceled. That's why shows like yours are so important, which was a big trendsetter leading the way, paving the way for other patriots to be able to follow, you know, the example that you've set. And it's very disturbing and distressing to me as a first generation, you know, American living in this country and being able to enjoy the American dream, that I would wake up one day and they were canceling people because of what they believe in. Not radical ideas, just ideas that are really amazing. Like your group, Turning Point USA, has been promoting across the country, which is we don't need big government. We've seen big government fail, as you know, really exponentially with the Biden administration. It is just completely an absentee landlord, you know, occupying the White House with no ideas, no innovation, no foreign policy, no national security, no idea about infrastructure and manufacturing, and completely destroying lives across this country of the hardworking Americans, the middle class who truly love this country, that stand for the flag, that stand for choice in education, that stand for not forcing vaccinations upon people and ruining their lives. And that's why the work that you're doing is so important. I want to be one of those active voices, as I have in the past and at all your events, to stand for the people that believe in what we believe in.
Really quick, KG, just tell us about the importance of Rumble. They're having so much success. They're growing like crazy. Just tell us about it and why everyone should download the Rumble app.
You know, I love it because it's, you know, it's news done right, without the filter of fake news, without the filter of censorship, suppression, without the filter of, you know, people sitting there saying, well, our ideas are the only ideas you should have. We're superior to everyone else. Rumble says, let's have a free forum. We will be the marketplace of ideas to be able to get out there. So whether it's your show uploading, Don Jr.'s show, which has been doing fantastic, and, you know, myself being able to have that opportunity, I love it. I know my parents would be very proud for me to be on this forum and be on this server, because we won't be canceled. We can say what we think and what we believe and what we feel in our hearts. We can do impressive, you know, really important interviews with people across, you know, this country to highlight what's going on, whether it's at the border or, like I said, national security, finding out the truth. Like the United States knew about the China spy balloon, okay, for a week before it even went on to U.S. soil. And what did they do? Nothing. That is frightening. It's not just a lack of leadership. It is reckless. It is putting us in a dangerous position in this world. And people wouldn't know that because they're afraid to report the actual news, or in fact, they want to shapeshift it. And that's why we need to be loud, strong, proud voices and unafraid to tell the truth about what's going on. I had the opportunity to do that for years and years, obviously at Fox, and then to fight, you know, for my father-in-law across the country when he was running for office. And these are the principles and values and ideals that I am proud to stand for and stand amongst patriots, you know, like yourself. And, you know, Charlie, you're a new father. And your beautiful wife, Erica, my friend. And, you know, we need to leave this country in a better position than we inherited it. And it's really incumbent upon us, when we're blessed by God, to be able to do so. And these are scary times when China cares more about our border than the United States and the Biden administration. They're watching it more closely. Trust me.
So, Kimberly, Gavin Newsom, governor of California, says that you fell prey to culture at Fox News. What is your response?
When you read that, were you like, are you kidding me? I got this story sent to me about like 57 times last night, and all the reporters reaching out to me for comment, but I'm giving it to you, Charlie. Okay. This is absurd. You know me a long time. Have you ever seen me to be someone that is led by others, like in some cult mentality that I would like, oh, I fell prey to the culture at Fox? No, I have been a proud, okay, Republican and conservative registering as a Republican, 18 years of age, attending UC Davis, which has gone a little crazy, and a member of the Young Republicans Party there. Okay. And they matched me up with a woman that rivals me for being about as conservative and to the right as I am. Kevin knows this. I didn't change. He did. He used to be so proud to fight for small businesses, for entrepreneurs, for those hardworking men and women. And he's fallen prey to the left, the radical left, that is pushing him so far to the left that it's unrecognizable. This is somebody who was a small business owner who worked very hard to try to bring those jobs and energy to San Francisco and not penalize people with small businesses. Now, as governor of California, he is destroying them. There has to be some accountability there. I know what his capacity is. I know what his capability is. So he has to take ownership for his policies that are literally people are fleeing that state. Every single day I meet people that are moving to Florida and Texas and other states that share our values, where they can be entrepreneurs, where, you know, single mothers to middle-class, hardworking Americans are respected. You have seen the policy of the left on highlight, okay, in California. It does not work. Look what's happened. You can't even recognize San Francisco. I was so proud to be a prosecutor there and head of the trial division, or career criminal, homicide, all of the above. Undefeated. Undefeated in San Francisco. That's saying something. But yep. Now look at it. It's become a city that's unrecognizable. My father used to say to me, Kimberly, you were so lucky. You were born in San Francisco. I was born in Kaiser Hospital there. God bless. And my mother, Mercedes, who came from Aguadilla, my father from Ennis in County Clare, Ireland. And I was given the opportunities of a lifetime. And I loved my city and I fought for it as a prosecutor and I fought for it as a first lady of San Francisco, yes. Not a first partner, a so, first lady, okay, versus his wife who calls herself the first partner.
So really quick, I got to ask you, you know, Kimberly, just looking yes. at Gavin Newsom, he seems to be more ambitious than Lucifer. Do you think he's going to run for president?
Tell us how you really think. Do I think? I know he's going to run for president. He's always wanted to be president of the United States. You know, he worked obviously his way up from city council, board of supervisors, multiple races, and then to governor of California. You know, this is something that he wants very badly. And I'll tell you something. I think you are going to see Gavin Newsom versus Donald J. Trump wow, running against
that's
each other for president, so father-in-law and ex-husband.
KG, I'm going to put you in charge of our Oppo research team for Trump 2024. If it's Trump v. Newsom.
You're as smart as I know you are. Yeah.
But, you know, he works, though. I mean, all kidding aside, he'll raise a ton of money. He'll work. He'll get on the campaign trail. I think that he is he's very likely to be the nominee in more ways than one. KG,
you're absolutely right. Don't be distracted by Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. Even the left is trying to leg sweep him. Exactly. Focus.
Waste of time. KG, when is your show? Is it already up? When is it coming out?
My channel is up. If people could kindly follow me at Kimberly Guilfoyle, and I'll upload this great interview with Charlie Kirk. So we're looking to do that in the first week of March, maybe even at CPAC. How about that?
I love it. KG, thank you so much. God bless you. And everyone, check out Rumble and check out Don's show and Kimberly's show. Rumble is the place to be. I'm telling you, it's taken off. Kimberly, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.